Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Should parents be banned from posting photos of their children online? Well, politicians in France have voted to approve legislation to stop parents sharing images and videos of their kids, aiming to tackle influencers who are capitalising on family life to grow their online platform. The private members bill proposed by MP Bruno Studer is being debated in the Senate, and it prioritises the right of privacy of a child, raising concerns about where images of young children end up on the internet and also possible child sex abuse risks. Well, influencer Sandra Murphy has a Master's in Children's Rights and Family Law, and she joins us now. You're very welcome, Sandra, to the programme this evening. I heard a statistic earlier that by the time a child reaches the age of 13, their picture will have been shared online 1,300 times. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all, because I think the thing about social media is that we still don't have a full understanding as to the level of exposure when we do post images online. And I think that we saw quite alarming statistics. I know that the research that was done is outdated, but back in 2015, in Australia, there was an investigation completed by the Office of the Commissioner there, and they found that, you know, that there was 50% of photos that were innocently shared on social media ended up on child sex abuse forums. So there are very real threats and risks to children online now. And I think the fact that social media has grown at an exponential rate, and access to social media and access to images, and quite often, and more often than not, people are sharing images very innocently. And, you know, at the end of the day, every parent believes that their child is the most beautiful in the world, and you want to share with family and you want to share with friends. But unfortunately, online, you know, whether your profile is public or private, the access to that information is there, and the access to images is there. And I just think, you know, as parents, I'm a parent to a 7-month-old baby girl. And for me, protection of my child is paramount.
Tell us then a little bit about this proposed legislation and why France is bringing this in as guidance for parents.
Yeah, I suppose one of the real issues that they've seen in France is the massive growth, I suppose, in influencer marketing, and particularly actually during COVID and during lockdown, family blogging became quite huge. And social media is growing all of the time. And look, there was opportunities that presented. People quite innocently would be sharing videos that aren't monetized at all, videos of children, images of children. And the France, I suppose, saw that there is a real risk and threat to children. But I think, you know, what's key in this as well is to say that, look, we have the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, but that is actually over 30 years old. But what we do need to do is we need to assume that social media is actually part of this. There are a number of key things and key pillars in the Convention on the Rights of the Child. One of the key ones is protection rights. So we have to ensure that children are safeguarded against all forms of abuse and exploitation. In France, they have said that they have seen enough evidence to suggest that children may be being exploited. But then there's also the balancing act of that is there's participation rights for children. Mm. And children have a right to freedom to express opinions. And also, I suppose, children have to have an increasing opportunity to participate in the activities of society, so we can prepare children for adulthood. That being said, you know, as parents of young children, we have to take into account that quite often children of a certain age, they haven't got the ability, the maturity to fully express an opinion and fully understand the implications of social media.
And which is why, Sandra, I suppose that this bill is being brought in, this law is being brought in the first place. I just wonder if it would work in an Irish context, because they say in France this bill is being brought in as well to stop, and I know you're an influencer, and I know you said you don't use your child's image and so on, but they say in France to stop influencers making money off their children as a kind of a brand. I mean, should it be brought in Ireland, in your opinion?
I think we definitely need to look at the framework in Ireland. I think that, look, since last week, we obviously have the Media Commission. So we have the regulator for online safety and broadcasting and all of that. I think that there needs to be an extra arm associated with that, where it's overlapping with the Minister for Children, where we're looking at children's rights and protection for children. You see, the thing about McCormick is that, you know, if we go back decades and even more recently, you know, we have child actors and we have child models. But the difference of that is that in most jurisdictions, there are labour laws associated with preventing and protecting against potential exploitation. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the thing about social media, it's a very grey area. It's managed in the home. And really in Ireland at the moment, the only aspect that we're managing is the commerce. So it's the advertising authority just to ensure transparency when people are advertising in an influencing capacity, that it's very clear that it's an advert that we're doing. With regard to children, there currently is no protection. And I suppose, Cormac, the concern that that I would really have when it comes to sharing children is that because it's done in the home, quite often people are sharing quite a lot with regard to, for example, a child's routine. And they could be young children, you know, where potential strangers would know the family members' names, the hobbies that the children enjoy, their favourite foods, their favourite TV shows, their characters' toys.
It's a lot, isn't it?
And then potential strangers have access to so much information about a child.
And some people see this as a solution. They post pictures of their pair or their children, but with the emojis over their faces. I mean, does that work? Is that a foolproof solution?
No, it's not a catch-all, unfortunately, because there is the ability to actually have the emojis removed.
Okay.
Like, yeah, social media is incredibly intelligent. Where I personally see the solution, I know in France, look, they're looking at tackling parents of children. I think that there is so much that has to be done in the area. I think that we have to have online safety training for children as part of the formal school curriculum to explain not just about dangers, but also about online behaviour, what's acceptable behaviour, what's acceptable content, you know, how we should behave with each other online, because quite often people's behaviour online is significantly different to how people behave in real life. Not only that, I think that parents also need to be educated, because children quite often are far more advanced than their parents with regard to social media. But where I think Ireland could potentially look at is, if we're going to look at protecting children and protecting children's rights, and if we're going to follow something like France, where we're going to ban, I suppose, images of children coming online, I think we need to go after the platforms as opposed to the parents. Because at the end of the day, we know that when platforms are punished financially, they pull up their socks very, very quickly.
Just
and
very,
they
briefly,
their platform.
Very briefly, yeah. Sandra, is there any way of doing this while also allowing people to, you know, share pictures with, you know, of communion or whatever it might be with family and friends online, like, you know, on their Facebook page or...
Yeah, I think absolutely. You see, France is very much looking at the monetizing aspect, and they're looking at influencers, and they're looking at the exploitation of children and children not being protected from that. But I think that if families have their social media settings to private, to family and friends, while it's not foolproof, Sarah, for a second, I think that everyone needs to make their own decision. But at the same time, Sarah, people need to take into account that the child's rights and has the child actually consented to their image? Do they understand, you know? And that's the key thing.
Absolutely. Really interesting to speak to you. And it is definitely something I imagine we will be returning to. Influencer Sandra Murphy, thank you very much for joining us with that. You can text us your thoughts on that.